Delta 7 Japan Mobile.
Can't stay. We're moving the TV right now, but I just want to say good morning in D7JN0TR.
Haven't heard you in a while. Actually, Shane was asking about you, if you were all right. He hadn't heard you in a while either, so how y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. The guys are over here, my son-in-law and grandson, and we're in the process of taking a plasma TV down, putting up an LCD one. And they're doing the heavy lift in here, Bob, so I can't stay very long. But I'm doing fine, so's Bernice. Same old, buddy. How about you guys?
Doing good. I'm just on my way back. We moved my dad from the hospital to a rehab facility for a few weeks to try and get him some strength back in his legs and what have you. So that's what we're doing, and I came up here to visit with him for a little while, and now I'm on my way back home.
I'm getting hollered at over here, so I got to run, but I didn't want to miss you. I hadn't heard you in a bit. 73's Bob, ND7JN0TR.
All right, Tom, always good to hear you. You guys take care, and make sure you sit in that chair in the correct position and tell them guys which way to carry it and how high and how low, and then after they're all done, could you ask them to lower it 3 inches? Have a good day, ND7J. That's about it, really. I'm taking care of my dad. He ended up in a rehab facility for a few weeks to try and get him. He had a stroke while he was in the hospital a week and a half ago, so we're taking care of that stuff, but things are getting better.
I'm going to ask you about him, because I read your emails and all. That's pretty bad. You go into stroke, you go into the hospital for something, then you have a stroke in the hospital, so at least he was right there where somebody could take care of him and take care of the problem. And I noticed the meeting has been moved to Fuddruckers for this month.
The hospital didn't even realize he had a stroke. It was me that called the doctor after I left and said, have you guys taken in the possibility that the man could have had a stroke because of the symptoms and stuff that I was seeing? And they didn't, nobody even really noticed. They said, well, we just assumed that that was how he is all the time. And I said, no. So then they found out he did have a stroke. It was mild, and he's recovered from all the symptoms of it for the most part. But there's still work to be done. And as far as the meeting goes, yeah, January meeting has been moved. Just the January meeting's been moved to Fuddruckers. We're going to have a discussion whether we want to move it to another location or if we want to stay at Meepo's. That's kind of where we're at with that. So, and that's the reason for the Fuddruckers meeting. I didn't think that we could have a meeting discussing where we want to eat or have our meetings in the future at the place that we're currently having our meetings. That's why I decided to move it over to Fuddruckers.
That's reasonable to think and all. And I understand Meepo's prices went up, so I haven't made the last couple of meetings, just haven't been. I guess did the Christmas party for the did the Christmas party ever dinner come off, or did that get to be a bust also?
Nope, that ended up getting canceled. I tried to call Bonefish, but I was too late. Every place else that I looked, I couldn't find anything, and blah 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 blah. And as it turned out, Mythos was actually expecting us, even though I had called and told them that we wouldn't be coming. So it just turned out to be a big bust this year, and we only had 10 people total that were interested in coming. So the more I tried to do it, the less it worked.
Sometimes that happens, and there's nothing you can do about it. You just gotta roll with the punches. And looks like I'm about 10 minutes away from my exit. It says 10 miles more, so I'm getting close to my exit there and get off. So, did a little bit of 2 meter down there. I talked to a couple of people and got to go meet with a guy for lunch that used to live up here in South Carolina and checks into the South Carolina sideband net from down there. He lives in Jacksonville, and talked with a couple of guys on the St. Augustine repeater. I talked to last time I was down there during the panel. So, a little chance to do a little bit of radio, and didn't take an HF with me, so I didn't try to do that, and I wasn't intending to. Not for the short amount of time I was going. I had to carry too much stuff, so. Anyway, but I'll be home here shortly and get all everything unloaded and get the things situated, and then this evening plug all the radios back in and the antennas back in and see if I can get on the air tonight. Over.
Plan. That sounds like a plan. Well, I just pulled into the driveway, Rusty. I'm getting ready to head into the house between the raindrops. After you get settled in a day or so, give me a phone call, and we'll pick up where we left off on that text message there. Have a good one. Safe trip the rest of the way home, and I will talk to you soon. WU2T and D7J.
Okay, I'll probably call you Tuesday, because tomorrow I got a bunch of things to catch up on. So, talk to you later. ND7J, W2T, 73, W2T Mobile.